It's time now for a story that asks the age-old radio question, can a secure and self-reliant person who doesn't care all that much about indoor plumbing find health and happiness with someone who does? If you like, you can imagine this as a radio play. It takes place in a small town in Washington State. Our story begins with breakfast at the Otter Crossing Cafe. Patsy Cline music, good home fried potatoes, a Dungeness crab and cheddar omelet, and in the air, there's talk of shed boys. There's at least one shed boy in the cafe, and possibly two outside, drinking coffee. The town's former mayor happens by. His name is Forrest Rambo, and he's been working on a shed boys song.
Shed boys, what you gonna do when they come for you?
This is Port Townsend, Washington. It's at the top of the Olympic Peninsula, just at the opening to Puget Sound. Seattle is a few hours' drive away, or a shorter ferry boat ride. Port Townsend is Victorian houses, boat building, mountains with snow, great water views, and 30 or so shed boys and girls. The shed people are often unattached, sometimes lonely, highly skilled, much of the time underemployed. They live in wooden sheds or a trailer, or on a boat. We also meet outside a coffee shop downtown, a shed dog named Stubby. He likes lattes. Stubby belongs to Ilana Smith. She and her friend, Wisteria Wildwood, are deep in the shed culture. Ilana explains that Stubby had been the dog of a shed boy who lost his shed.
He was moving from shed to shed. He had a very unstable life, and I kind of fell in love with Stubby this time instead of the shed boy, which I usually do, and I got the better end of the deal. I got the dog this time.
And Wisteria, tell me your relationship to the shed boy subculture.
I consider myself the self-appointed queen of the shed girls.
Yes. What would make
why? Because yeah. I've lived without running water and electricity for most of my adult life,
right?
Which is considerable. I have chickens and old pickup trucks and a shotgun, and I live out in the country in a straw bale house.
And what's the downside of the shed boy?
Well, a lot of them don't really want to work very darn hard.
Alana, what do you think about that?
Downside? I don't know. I kind of have an affinity for shed boys, though, so it's hard for me to see the downside, except that they tend to love you and leave you.
And is that true? As the cold weather comes, they tend to sort of want to find a place.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of congregate. They'll kind of wine and dine you a little bit by bringing you over a bottle of beer or something. And then come over, bake you a baked potato, and then kind of notice that you've got a nice snug house and then just kind of want to move in. Good side of them is they're usually very good with their hands.
Oh, yeah.
I started with an Airstream. I bought this Airstream from a guy named Fred Farkle in Fernwood, Idaho for $1,600. And then I decided, well, I'm going to build myself a shed and just turn this into my walk-in wardrobe.
Ben Tyler now has what you would have to call an ultra shed, built mostly of cedar with a corrugated steel roof, solar energy. Now he's got three rooms.
So which of these rooms was the original room?
This is the original room right here.
Right.
There was no door here. This was just the window to the outside. Then I decided to like punch a hole through here and build a sunroom. And what you feel in here is heat right now is all the radiation coming from that room right there. The sun's heated up all this black tile, and it kind of radiates into the rest of the house throughout the rest of the day.
And bathroom?
An outhouse.
Outhouse?
Yeah.
Works okay?
It works fine. I have a little bit of plumbing right here, and it's rainwater.
Kitchen sink.
And kitchen sink, yeah. I have a 12-volt little pump that pumps it out of a tank that I catch my rainwater in, and that's all I need, really. Mm-hmm. It's easy to maintain, and I've never really wanted for anything more, I guess.
You can leave this and go away for a long time.
Yeah, I just took off for Costa Rica. I was gone for 6 weeks and came back and everything was fine.
Ben Tyler is happy with his shed, his old Toyota pickup, his job as a boat builder, and his girlfriend in town. She does have a bathtub. Sometimes they stay at her place, sometimes in his shed. The secret life of shed boys is now out in the open because of a freelance reporter named Rebecca Meijer, who wrote one article and then several others for Port Townsend's weekly newspaper. Rebecca Meijer is herself a shed person.
Well, I guess I qualify because I don't have a home. I don't have a decent job. I have a shaky relationship. I think with every shed person, there's ways they don't qualify. You know, like if you've been in a relationship for over a year, you might start to come out of the mode.
There's a quotation in one of your stories which confuses me. This is from a shed girl. She says, house attracts shed, shed attracts house, house repels house, shed repels shed. What does that mean?
It means that if you're living in a shed, you want to be in a house. Whereas if you already have the house, you kind of need to get somebody in there with you, which will usually be a shed person more than a homeowner.
So shed people are not going to hook up.
Well, see, that's not true. I mean, I myself am in a shed-shed relationship.
Oh, I see.
So it's not always true. Sometimes shed-shed works. Maybe if the two people are so non-housebroken, they need to both stay in the shed.
In Port Townsend, you'll find Joe Breskin usually near the water. He has a small Airstream trailer, keeps his overhead down, now does computer work for money and music for fun, maintaining a simple life.
If someone knocks on my door in the morning, we'll go kayaking. I have my life set up so there's no time clock. They're just people who want their stuff done.
The theory that shed boys aren't in a permanent relationship because they can't make that move toward commitment work for you or not?
I like that one. I mean, I thought about that one a lot. And you're living in a fishbowl here. There's a constant flow of new people coming through. But if you look close, there's this core group of people who've been here for a very long time. And we sort of all know each other, and we all have this baggage, and we've watched people go through the various things, and we've held them while they cried. And there's a great line that a friend had last time I got my heart really broken, which is that broken hearts are broken open, at least for a while. And the place we end up with that is that Port Townsend is like a river of broken hearts. I think the first person I ever heard say this is Casey, who's a nurse, and she pointed out that people don't fall in love in Port Townsend, really they wait in line because anybody's going to be available eventually. The problem is, are you going to be available when she's available? Because nothing lasts.
We will leave Joe Breskin sitting on a picnic table by the beach as the sound fades away, ending our radio play about the shed boys and girls of Port Townsend, Washington.